Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in our next guest, Doug Williams, Chair of the Michigan American Legion Legislative Affairs and Legislative Director, Michigan Marine Corps League. Hello, Doug. How are you?
I'm fine, Jack. How are you this afternoon?
Well, just fine. I want to talk a little bit about Veterans Affairs. And we have had Joe Schwartz on this show many times talking about this issue. And he has actually spent some time at Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington trying to make some very necessary changes there. But I want to talk about post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. And how big of a problem is this?
Well, Jack, I can't tell you exactly how big of a problem it is, but it has been identified by the Veterans Administration as a signature wounds of the Iraq and Afghanistan conflict. It's been around in the veterans community for many, many years, and it is getting worse. It's estimated by a Harvard professor who studied this the year before, that in the next 20 to 40 years, America is going to pay out over $600 billion, that's billion with a B,
wow,
for the needs of the veterans who have this problem.
Why so much of this during these conflicts? I know that we have had post-traumatic stress disorder, and we've probably had some undiagnosed cases of it in other conflicts, but it seems so prevalent here.
Well, I think probably there's two reasons. Number one is the constant redeployment of troops in and out of combat zones. And the fact that they make a commitment, contractual commitment, for 4 years, they don't really know that they're going to be going to a combat zone three or four times in that four-year period.
Yeah.
And we refer to it, my friend and I, Mark Sutton, who is also a Marine, we talked around the state to law enforcement and other people concerning post-traumatic stress and TBI. We refer to this as redeployment roulette. These kids don't seem to, I call them kids only because I'm 72, they don't seem to realize that each time they send them over there, it's just rolling that cylinder one time closer to the round.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not good, but it is a fact of life because we have an all-volunteer military. So we don't have a turnover of manpower like we've had in the past.
Mm-hmm. Should there be a limit of the number of times that someone can be deployed?
Well, you know, it's very, very difficult for me to say there should be a limit when in fact, there is a limit to the manpower that's available for us to deploy. And those decisions are based out of Washington, D.C. and the President of the United States. I can't say that he's right or wrong. All I can say is that these problems exist because we do have limited manpower.
Right, right. I guess those are political decisions that are made and which conflicts we get into and what our involvement is in those. But it doesn't do much for the veterans to come back. That's not really a factor when they come back and they need treatment.
No, that's absolutely true. It's interesting that you want to talk about veterans. I would like to refer to the fact that our veterans community here in the state of Michigan consists of 11 chartered veterans organizations.
Okay.
And of those 11 chartered veterans organizations, each one has veteran service officers assigned to work with returning veterans to get them assistance through the Veterans Administration in filing claims and handling the claims that they put forth through the Veterans Administration to be paid for their service. One of the problems that we had is 2 years ago, a year ago, the governor took $1 million away from our state grant funds. We were getting $4,029,000 to handle the needs of the 721,000 veterans who live in the state of Michigan.
How many?
721,000, Jack, who live in the state of Michigan. Now, not all of them belong to veterans organizations. There's 274,000 who do.
All right.
Now, each one of those organizations has a veteran service office and veteran service officers who we employ to send out into the community to help veterans get what they need from the Veterans Administration. That's a bureaucratic organization that's very difficult for anyone to navigate.
Right.
These veteran service officers have received very, very lengthy training in how to handle these situations. that the state gave us $4,029,000. The governor took away $1,003,000, so cut us back to $3,026,000. We went for that $3,026,000. Our veterans service officers returned back to the state's economy $285 million through claims we filed with the Veterans Administration.
Mm-hmm.
So we are one of the organizations within the state who has not been a drawdown on the state budget. We have actually brought money back into the state to help.
Right, here's what I don't understand, Doug. You talk about 721,000 Michigan veterans. That would make that group the second largest city in the state?
Yes.
I would think?
Yes.
And when you talk about the Office of Military Affairs being indifferent or ineffective in terms of appropriations committees with the House and the Senate, I don't understand the political reality here. Why aren't the veterans being served better?
Well, the governor, through Governor Engler, moved us into the Department of Military Affairs with an executive order. Now, it's not the fault of the Department of Military Affairs that they aren't able to take care of us.
Right.
They get $285 million budget a year from the state.
Right.
And of that, the veterans only receive $3,026,000.
All right. Very quickly, Doug, what can people do about this? Where can they get more information, and where can they get their concerns addressed?
Well, they can get their concerns addressed by sending either calling me at area code 517-676-4437 or by sending a letter to me, and I will respond to them in writing. We need the support of the citizens to reestablish an Office of Veterans Affairs in state government, because we feel veterans are the ones who should be handling the needs of veterans.
Is there a website address with this?
Well, you can reach me through the American Legion website. That's MichiganLegion.org.
All right. Give me the phone number one more time.
Area code 517-676-4437.
All right, Doug. Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Good luck.
You're welcome, Jack. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right.